Greetings and blessings.
Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and blessings, greetings and more blessings, coming to you live from the upper room of the Sankofa Divinity Blog Talk. Once again, it is a glorious day to be in the neighborhood, doing my thing as my thing. And that thing is being the divine expression of all that is and all that will ever be. So, you know, we here at Sankofa Divinity, we're always talking about going within and basically establishing a relationship with oneself. And, you know, this is what we do because we know without a shadow of a doubt that it is perhaps the most important relationship one should have in order to have a complete and whole and balanced relationship with all things around you, be it person, place, or thing. So this is why we're so adamant about speaking this truth. This is why we're so adamant about speaking this truth. And I am so grateful that I am a divine channel. I am a clear channel so that the information can be downloaded and given unto me so that I can deliver the message. From a divine perspective, I am your Moses Hostess. I am Dr. Yahshua Elohim, and I'm here to bring the light. If you need to contact Yahshua Elohim, you can always reach me on my Facebook. You can always go to Facebook. You can go to my website as well, which is sankofadivinity.com. My number is 984-444-2157 for a free consultation, for coaching, spiritual guidance for personal growth and your well-being. Your well-being consists of a holistic system, a whole system. So I am definitely open and willing to provide you with any kind of information that I can possibly give you that will free you from aspects of yourself that you deem to be somewhat unfavorable. All right, so here we are, returning home to self. Returning home to self is basically about reestablishing a relationship with oneself. We are so conditioned to start relationships outside of ourselves and to give into those relationships outside of ourselves that we do not realize that a relationship within ourselves is perhaps the most important relationship that there should be, that one should have, you know. As I've mentioned on my other shows, I've stated that, you know, I come from a Christian background and, you know, I will dwell in those places and use the material as a reference. And one of the references that I want to use is that, you know, that the Bible tells us to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. But what happens when we are not taught? When we're not taught nor given the space to cultivate the love that we have for self, how else would you go out and love your neighbor if you do not love yourself? If you do not love yourself, how would you go out and do that from a space of harmony and balance and peace and love? How would you do that when you have not given that or activated it within thyself? How would you do it? You can't do it. It's absolutely impossible. I use the analogy of the, you know, and a lot of people have used it, but, you know, when we're in an airplane, they tell you, you know, if we run into bumpy grounds or what have you, what do you do first? You put the mask on yourself first. You don't put it on your neighbor. Why don't you put it on yourself first? Because you need oxygen. You need the oxygen. You need the life before you can provide life or give life to someone else or be life to someone else or to be a blessing to someone else. You need to do that. You need to do that. So, you know, here at Sankofa Divinity, this is what we talk about. We talk about returning home to self. What benefits do you have when you return home to self? The benefits is that you become more integrated. What do I mean by that when I say that? You become more integrated in your mind and heart. They are in sync with one another. So whatever you think in your mind, you're also thinking in your heart. Or whatever you feel in your heart, you're also thinking in your mind. There's an alignment that takes place between the mind and the heart of an individual. And as those come into alignment with one another, then the body will follow. The body follows, you know. This is one of the benefits. You become, like I said, you become more integrated, more in alignment with your purpose, more alignment with the understandings that you have about particular subjects and what have you. And not only that, your health, your body begins to regenerate and become more restored when you get in alignment. Your health, it rejuvenates. You regenerate health. You look more radiant versus looking like someone has depleted all of your energy. Huh? So there are benefits and, you know, health is wealth at the end of the day. Wealth is not health, is wealth. So if you are projecting or demonstrating a sense of wholeness and integration within yourself when it comes to mind and body, then, and it's in your, is mind and heart, and it's in your body, guess what? You draw unto you the same thing. You draw experiences that reinforce or reaffirm the very thing that you already are. And not only that, it doesn't mean that you won't have knee-jerking experiences. It doesn't mean that you have that you won't have unfavorable moments in your life. However, it does mean that your response to those things will be reduced. The resistance of it will be reduced to almost nothing because you understand the difference between, okay, this is an emotional thing. Let me get out of my emotions. You'll understand that. And then you'll bring your emotions back into your mind. Okay. One thing back in alignment with your mind, because the mind, when we talk about the mind, we're talking about masculine energy. Masculine energy is about projecting. It's about intellect. It's about logic. It's about reasoning. It's about protecting. It's about providing those things of those nature. So the heart is a feminine energy. It's a feminine energy that is more receptive, and it's also passive. So it's very silent. It's very silent in its nature, and it just constantly receives. Now, when the two are not in alignment with one another, You may feel somewhat incoherent or incongruent to one another, to yourself. You may feel like you're split, like you think this, but you feel this, you know, and they're not lining up. You feel there's a place or a space where you feel confused about something. You become more irritated and in feeling more irritated about something, it creates anxiety because of the alignment between the mind and the heart. There's conflict between the two. So as you do this, as you bring yourself into alignment, or you bring your heart into the alignment of, let's say you bring the feminine into the alignment of the masculine, or you bring the masculine into the alignment with the feminine, what needs to take place now is that in order to maintain and sustain the alignment, one has to meditate, contemplate, and pray. Because the meditation, contemplation, and prayer is what will keep the individual grounded in their divinity. Their divinity is composed of masculine and feminine energy. But it will, that those practices will keep them grounded so that they know who they are as a whole person and not as a part. Well, my heart is feeling this, but my mind, you know, if you ever get to a place where you feel like that, you have to understand that you are not grounded and you need to find a space where you can become grounded. And you can become grounded through your breath. You can become grounded through imagination or visualization, however you want to do it. But there needs to be a grounding. Now, let me say this. When you're in meditation, now, they say that, you know, you stop thinking. I bid to differ on this. That, hey, you know, we're all individuals at the end of the day. So we have to deliver a message based on however our consciousness has expanded in an area. So when I'm talking about meditation, my thoughts, they do not stop coming. They are coming left and right. Some of them are favorable and some of them are not. But the thing is, you want to allow these thoughts to come, but you want to also be an observer of these thoughts. You do not want to be someone who entertains or engage with the thought, because once you do that, you get caught up in the wheel of that thought and you get entangled in the spokes of it. So in doing that, you start having all these other feelings, and you know, the way you process the information is really, it becomes really out of alignment. There becomes an imbalance between the two. So grounding is very important. You know, you start grounding in meditation, contemplation, and prayer. I have a spiritual mother who often tells me that meditation, nothing happens in the meditation. However, things do happen in the meditation. But you will know that things have happened in the meditation when you go out and you begin to socialize with people, because you will feel differently. You will respond differently to certain things. And you will also become aware of the changes that have taken place within that meditative moment. Okay? So for me, I do meditation. I quiet myself. I quiet myself. What do I mean by that? I quiet myself and I basically pull all my senses away from all of the thoughts. It's almost like I pull all my senses into one space within myself, one container, and I hold all my senses there. So if I hear something, my senses do not go and ask, what is that? You know, and ask questions about it. No, I just hear it. You know, my senses are still activated. So I don't respond to the things that are happening outside of me, because I've apprehended all of my senses and I've brought them into one container of space within myself. Okay. I was going to say something, but kind of went away. But, you know, you can, I mean, there's a certain way that you can hold your hand as if you're holding a cup, or you put your fingers together and you're holding a cup. You're basically visualizing, bringing all your senses into focus, into unity with one another, okay, so that there's oneness. And outside of that oneness, nothing else happens. However, things do happen because noises and life itself is still taking place. It's still going on. It's still going on, but it doesn't mean that you need to respond to it. It doesn't mean that you need to reply to it. It doesn't mean that you need to react to it or act on it. All it means is that you need to stay focused. Stay focused on the unity of the senses that you have placed in this container. Okay? When you come out of meditation, what you want to do? You want to go into contemplation. You want to go into contemplation with the thoughts of being grateful. Make gratitude a lifestyle. Just being grateful that you are able to bring all your senses into one container and focus on the unity of that. Okay? Just talk about your experience in the contemplation. Just contemplate on how good you feel as a divine being, and how you enjoy the human experience that you are having. Just start talking about those things, and then you get into your prayer. Now, I'm going to say this. Prayer and contemplation is something completely different. I think for me, when I pray, when I send out a prayer, I'm making my supplications known. I'm placing a petition out to the universe to grant me a particular request about something. Okay? So when you go through these channels, everything changes. The way you after your meditation, the way you contemplate will line up with the meditation. After you contemplate, you go into prayer, and your prayer will line up with a contemplation. It's like one constant looping. And before you know it, you have the flower of life. You have created the flower of life. That's what you have done. You know? So this is another benefit of returning home to self and establishing a relationship within oneself. You know, not only that, you'll get to a place where you can begin to heal thyself. You know, a lot of times the sickness in which we feel in our bodies is not the sickness in the body, it's in the energy field. So if we can approach the sickness from a energetic perspective and heal the remove the splinter that is within the energetic field of our being, then the whatever is being manifested in the body will also be healed. Because as soon as you remove that splinter, or however you want to see it, as soon as you remove that splinter out of your energy field, you will know without a shadow of a doubt that your body has shifted to begin a healing process of whatever you have been going through. Immediately, you will begin to heal in your body. So you become calmer about certain things. Am I saying that you won't have disagreeable conversations? No, I'm saying that you will have disagreeable conversations, but you will have a certain type of a level of silence with you that will allow you to remain still. Huh? in the conversation that's going on. And then your stillness alone radiates a particular frequency or vibration that will fix, that will shake out the discord of the energy that's in the space that has reared its head, if you will, or that has come to the surface. Stillness, silence. And in silence and stillness, you focus on your breath. You know, you focus on your breath. You do a countdown or however you want to do it. But you can focus on your breath. All right. Let's see here. Of course, I can talk about this stuff all day long. And I definitely love to talk about it with other individuals. So if you are on the line and you would like to call in, the number here is 563-999-3476. The number again here at Dr. Yahshua Elohim, the Sankofa Divinity Blog Talk, it is 563-999-3476. Wow, I just realized something. 3476. All right now. These are the things in which, you know, we here at Sankofa Divinity talk about. Now, I will tell you, and I love telling stories. You know, I'm a storyteller, so it's imperative that I attach a story or perhaps a testimony of my own healing that has taken place within my body. And it has taken place within my body because I decided to regroup, refocus, and redirect my attitude that I had about a particular situation, be it person, place, or thing, or a condition. Huh? How did I do that? And I'm going to give you step by step of how I do it. How I do it. What I do, if I run up against something that I seem to have resistance with, okay, what I'll do is ask myself questions. First of all, become keenly aware that there's resistance. And the resistance is not about the other person. It's about you having it. The resistance resides within you. So you question, why do I have this resistance? So why am I meeting this resistance? What is it? What is it that is triggering me to create resistance? Okay. What is it? So when you begin to ask yourself these questions, you have begun to have a dialogue with thyself. And in doing that, you're creating a relationship. You're starting to have a relationship, because usually when you start a relationship with somebody else on the outside of you, what do? You have dialogue with them. You talk to them. You create a vein of communication between you and this person. Okay. And what happens, going back to what happens with me, is that I begin to ask myself questions. You know, well, why is this here? If it's here, why is it here, and what did it come from? And you almost have to go, and this is why the root of a person, the root chakra of a person, is so important, because you almost, when you run up against resistance and you know, you have an uncomfortable position to be in, and you're trying to avoid a position, a situation. What you have to do is ask yourself, why am I having this avoidance, or why am I meeting this resistance, and where did it come from? And what will happen is that the light of your being, and we're full of light, we're full of, full of light, the light of your being, will begin to search out all, begin to search out all of your experiences that you've had, not just as an adult, but also as a teenager, as adolescent, a toddler, a child, baby. It will start probing those areas, and you will find the splinter somewhere in the energetic field of your root chakra, because that's where your tribal family, that's where family is cultivated, that's where friendship is cultivated. You know, you will find it there. I have found it there. I always go to the root. Always. I haven't always done it, but now that I have matured over time, I go to the root. I go to the root of a thing. And once I find the splinter that has caused, that is being aggravated or agitated, if you will, and that is causing a trigger with and causing me to manifest a certain type of behavior that reveals a resistance, then I begin to pluck. I begin to pull it out. I begin to dissolve it. There's a game. There's a game that I used to play, and oftentimes I will go back to it, but there's a game, and I don't know the name of, I think it's Mong Hog or some kind of Chinese game. But anyway, you got these towels, and what you do is you match those towels up. And when you match them up, they almost look like dominoes with symbols on them. But when you match that domino or that symbol up, what happens? What happens? It dissolves all together. Whatever was causing irritation, causing a trigger, causing resistance, it resolves. And I think that is the very first time that I realized that I can actually, you know, heal my own mental imprisonment. I can actually begin to heal my own self before all of this stuff gets to my body and begins to start tearing down my body and taking away from my body. You know, I can begin to redirect my focus and restore my mind so that I become a sound, loving, and powerful individual. Okay? So that's how I have done it. Here I am as an adult. Okay, this is one towel, one domino with a symbol on it. Here I am as an adult. Here it is. I'm meeting resistance. I'm meeting resistance because there's this towel here, this block. And what I do is I go dive deep within myself, within my own unconscious, subconscious, whatever. I dive deep into the root of who I am. And I find this match, I bring them together, and the resistance is resolved. And then I let go and release because I have identified. I have embraced it, and then I released it. Oftentimes, we are going through situations in our lives, and we don't even realize what is causing us to have this experience over and over again, because we have not identified it. You know why we haven't identified it? Simply because we haven't taken time to sit down and ask ourselves, well, why? Why am I repeating the same pattern? Where did it come from? And where did it come from? And how can I remove it? How can I begin to heal that wound, if you will? There's a song that Rachel Farrell has out, and I don't even think I knew it. But in that song, she talks about wounds, how wounds get in the way of the progression of friendships and relationships and, you know, all types of relationships. It can be a working relationship, relationships with colleagues and relationships with thine own self, if you will, relationships with the world and how you perceive and see the world, people, places, and things. It wounds unresolved issues and splinters in these energetic fields of our being. They get in the way of the progression and the prosperity of our lives. And we find ourselves being recycled back into the same grade every time to experience the same thing. The same thing that I experienced in first grade, I go through an experience, I'm being recycled back to the first grade because I haven't decided. I haven't decided within myself to come home to myself and come to myself so that I could recognize or identify what the issue is. The issue is never about the other person. The resistance that you have or you feel around you is never about the other person. It is always, always about you, you, and you, and your relationship and what you have with yourself. That's what happens. You know, just imagine yourself being this beautiful garden and you got all kind of vegetables out there. The vegetables look healthy and what have you. And I mean, it's just, oh, very plentiful, very plentiful. And all of a sudden, you begin to get caught up in the emotions of a situation. You begin to get caught up in the resistance that you have with another individual. Guess what? The garden of who you are is going to go, to death, okay? Because life is no longer, you're no longer giving life to the garden of who you are. You're not planting, you're not casting out good seed, you're not doing anything. Matter of fact, because of the separation from your divinity or from your higher self, because of that separation, you've abandoned it. You've neglected it. You've neglected the growth of it, right? So that means if you're neglecting it, you're no longer giving it love. You're no longer looking after it. You're no longer pulling up the weeds that come up. You're no longer placing water down. You're no longer fertilizing it. It's just going to death. It's going to death, and you're having a tower moment at the same time to reaffirm what's going on in your energetic field, right? So, you know, it's this thing is very, I love it, and like I said, I can talk about it all day, and I don't care who wants to hear, I am always available and open to have that conversation about returning home to self. Because at the end of the day, for me, returning home to self is about being in the upper room of who you are, the higher aspects of who you are. And once you get to that place, you know who you are, you know what you are, and you know how you come to serve. And you're not going to compromise it. You'll cooperate, but you won't compromise it. You'll let things be as they are and let things unfold as they need to unfold. Huh? You would do that. And this is why I am devoted to spreading what I consider the good news. The good news in which I spread, or the good news in which I express from my divine self, is here to liberate, emancipate, and set all who have an ear to hear free. And you say, well, free from what? Free from yourself. See, when you're free from yourself, then you can save yourself. But you can't save yourself, and you can't be free from yourself if you don't know who you are, what you are, how you come to serve. You will always be creating situations that are unfavorable and then favorable. The consistency will be inconsistent. You will be consistently inconsistent. There will always be incoherent, incongruence there. Because of the misalignment. What I enjoy about the thing in which I speak and how the message is channeled through me is that there is a cooperation between the science of life, the science of mind, and the divine. They're merged and they're coming together as one. It's almost like, again, I say the masculine and the feminine energies coming together as one. So that within itself is the mystical marriage. That is the mystical marriage. And that is where we become more integrated within ourselves. We become more harmonized and more in sync with who we are. And in doing so, the universe itself will lighten up for you, and you will have synchronicity all the time. All the time. Every time you walk out your door, you go to the store, there's something. The universe is always talking to you. Bam. Just always talking to you. And you almost feel like you're on a different world, because no one else is having this experience. This is an experience between you and your own spiritual walk, your own spiritual path. There's a light. The light has been given to you to walk the path. And therefore, it shines and illuminates the way and you should go. Don't go there. Go here. Stop. Slow down. But see, when you're in your emotions, and you're caught up in the currents of your emotions of anger, rage, disappointment, frustration, sadness, jealousy, and all those things, you don't see the pothole that is just a few yards down the road from you. You don't see that. You know why you don't see it? Because you're not listening. You can't even hear. Everything that is divinely ordained and spiritually spoken to you from a higher aspect of who you are, you cannot hear. There has been a complete shutdown. A complete shutdown. You know why? Because you're stressed out. This is the science of it. When you're stressed out with all of your emotions of anger, jealousy, you're having these fantasies of unfavorable moments and vain imagination that needs to be pulled down and arrested. Feelings of envy. Things of this nature, things that just weigh you down. When your body is in a stressing position, stressing posture, you shut down everything else that can come in and speak to you from a higher perspective. You shut it down. You shut it down. And in shutting it down, you begin to deny the power thereof that is within you. No longer trust the process. You no longer trust that the divine is working all things out together for your good. You no longer trust it because you're caught up in the muddy waters of your emotions. So with that said, I'm going to go ahead and close out. But before I close out, I'll give you my information again. You can reach me, Dr. Yahshua Elohim, at sankofadivinity.com, or you can contact me at 984-444-2157. You can always leave me a brief message if I am, you know, if I don't answer your call. You can also submit a question or request on my website, if you will, and just go ahead and submit it, and I will receive it. You can also find me at Facebook, Dr. Yahshua Elohim, or Sankofa Divinity. You know, I do realize that there is, I think there's two Facebooks that come up, but the one that you need to select is the one that has my face, not the one that's showing the waterfall. At some point, I got to go in and deactivate that, and I apologize for the inconvenience of that. But I didn't even realize it was still activated until someone brought it to my attention. But I say to you all, be well, stay focused, stay in the light. And remember, if you happen to find yourself in darkness, get all the understanding and overstanding that you can possibly get, because at some point in your life, you too will have to deliver a message to someone or peoples who are in need of the good news. So I say to you all, be blessed.